continuing fallout politically and health-wise and everything else from the inquest yesterday, which found medical misadventure was the reason for the death of Aoife Johnston in University Hospital Limerick in December of 2022. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail and the context of Kerry and our health service is Fianna Fáil Councillor Norma Moriarty, who's a member of the Regional Health Forum South. Councillor Moriarty, good morning to you, and I know you want to pass on your condolences to the family of Aoife Johnston, who throughout the whole hearing and their comments yesterday comported themselves with great dignity at a time of desperate loss.
Thank you, Gerry. Good morning to you and to your listeners. And indeed, I do want to pass on my condolences and those of all my colleagues, I've no doubt, to Aoife's parents and her sisters. And I, all of us would have been, I think, moved by their manner and demeanour and how they were trying to stress the importance of remembering her and who she was and the vibrant young woman she was and the cool kid, as they said. And just, it is heartbreaking. Such an unnecessary loss of a beautiful life. And we all of us, in terms of authorities and whatever positions of influence we have, we all have to ensure that the right things are put in place to ensure that this never happens again.
Yeah. What about that influence? We had Councillor John Shane of Glen on the programme this morning, and he was making the point that he feels the HSC South Forum is too big, too unwieldy, and councillors have no influence. They're just asked questions on specific issues, but don't have any influence to try and tackle this situation. You've got the HSC as an entity, you've the Department of Health, the Minister for Health, the wider government, yet the solution hasn't been found for Limerick. Is that a failure?
I think it's, we do get frustrated on our forum, to be honest with you. And I think part of our frustrations was for such a long period, we actually weren't able to meet. You know, there was embargoes and all the rest of it. And there was various stoppages in terms of meetings, because when we do meet, I actually do find it extremely useful and extremely beneficial. There are two types of meetings. You have the forum meeting, which is very public, where formal motions and questions are put down. But we also meet in committee. And an awful lot of good work can be done in committee, because you can talk, you know, back and forth, there's discussion. We bring our knowledge of our local areas to people who make decisions, and that is actually crucially important. And, you know, a part of, I suppose, you've given us great time with this over the last number of months, Gerry, is the subcommittee that we formed as part of the Gaelic Task Force in Ivrohuk, looking at what were the obstacles and the blockages of people staying in our area or coming back to our area. And primary services were one of the main issues. So we took it upon ourselves to make sure that we were informing people who were in the positions of drawing up policy documents and so on. This is the issue on the ground. We're looking at comparatives in other areas, and we're coming with, you know, the studies to you and potential solutions. I think that's one of the roles of a public representative, is it's not necessarily always just to go to whoever's in charge and ask them for what they're doing, but also to bring to them what the reality on the ground is, where the needs are, where potential, you know, cooperation can take place as well. So while yes, it can be unwieldy and can be frustrating in the size of it, and we are being reconfigured, if you like, nonetheless, we have access to people and we're bringing information to them, and they have responded in kind when you've been able to bring solutions to them as well. Recently, we were able to secure the diabetic nurse clinic for Carsevine, which was earmarked for being taken back into Tralee and people having to drive up there. A lot of good work was put into securing that. So these are the kinds of nuts and bolts things that you have to work on. And no matter how difficult or intractable the situation might be, we have to keep at it, because the alternative is, you know, giving up is not an alternative as far as we're concerned.
Is the issue, but does it take, or how radical a solution is needed for Limerick now? Notwithstanding the building of the new building for more space and more capacity and the population increase and the pressures that puts on, there's the recruitment side of it. Like a lot of the issues in Limerick are systemic across the country when it comes to the ED. Those issues of recruitment and retention, population increase, and also the need for more diagnostics, more equipment, more minor injury clinics, more options for GPs, other than having to send everybody to the same place.
Without a doubt, and it's no one thing that's going to make this better or ensure that this does not happen again. And you reference minor injury clinics there, and look, I want to say that that's one of our main priorities. You know, myself and my two Fianna Fáil colleagues on the HSC forum, Mikey Sheehy and Niall Keller, is to secure a minor injuries clinic for Kerry, because we have to alleviate the pressures, the bottlenecks that happen at EDs, for example. So you have sometimes quite often, because you have a lack of GP consultation time and available GP service. You have people going to the ED when really much of that should be catered for with the GP, if at all possible. So if we can stop the bottlenecking there, and also ensure that you have greater step-down services as well, so as that those that might be lingering in trolleys in ED departments can be moved to wards, because there'll be space in wards because people have been able to step down into convalescent care. And again, that comes back to, from our context, ensuring that Kenmare is up to capacity in terms of the 40 beds that are there, and that they're staffed and they're able to meet what their potential is. So there's no panacea, there's no one silver bullet, but it's all of these things together will ensure that we'll have a much better and a far better functioning service.
Would you be concerned that, just keeping it locally for the moment, that the situation in Limerick, the fear that's been talked about, people opting for other places, including Tralee, would add to the pressures already on Tralee, with someone telling us earlier on there were 14 hours in the accident emergency in Tralee during the week?
I've no doubt. We'll say, for example, people who are living in that the areas that would where they might actually look at Limerick as being equidistant as Tralee. You know, if you're faced with an emergency run, you're going to go to where you think you're going to get access quicker. That's human nature. That's entirely understandable and natural. I note what the parents of this poor young woman said yesterday, you know, that they wanted to see a reversal of the decision that was taken in 2009 in terms of the amalgamation of the EDs into Limerick, and that you have far greater access across a geographical spread. It'll be interesting to see what comes out from the HSC's deliberation of the recommendations from the inquest and so on, and the various independent reviews that are taking place, because centres of excellence, I'm all for. But by the same token, when you consolidate services into an area, they have to serve a certain amount of a population, but they can't be too far a geographic distance from where that need is either. So it's trying to strike that balance to make sure that people have access to emergency care within the time limits that they're supposed to have access to it. And in this awful case, this young lady should have been seen within 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes, for the condition that she had. To have to wait an hour to be triaged and subsequently 12 hours to be treated led to the her tragic death. We cannot have a situation where that happens again.
Okay, all right. Norma Moriarty, thanks for talking to us about that in the programme this morning. It's Councillor Norma Moriarty about the Regional Health Forum South, the issues that come before them in the context of what's happening at UHL and other things like that. If you have a view on what she had to say, you have a view on our health service as to the sort of radical action perhaps maybe that's needed on this, then we want to hear from you.